This podcast is brought to you by DIA, the trusted global neutral forum for healthcare product development professionals. DIA, driving insights to action.
The global explosion of digital technology, from electronic health records to wearable personal devices, has disruptively changed the world of healthcare. In response to these changes, conversations about the preponderance of real-world data and what must be done to use such data as real-world evidence are taking place throughout the global healthcare enterprise. I am Alberto Grignolo, editor of DIA Global Forum. Today, my guest is Dr. Yoshiaki Uyama, who is director of the Office of Medical Informatics and Epidemiology for the Pharmaceuticals and Medical Devices Agency of Japan, the PMDA. Uyama-san has also served for the past 2 years as regulatory science co-editor for our DIA Global Forum. Uyama-san joins me today to share his expertise about regulatory data, evidence, and decision-making. Uyama-san, thank you very much for joining us today, and welcome.
Thank you very much, and I'm very happy to have this opportunity.
My first question, what progress have you seen in translating real-world data into real-world evidence that is suitable for regulatory analysis and regulatory decision-making?
Yes, thank you for your question. So, first progress I have seen is we have more active discussion at global level rather than at the local level. So in the past, we only have some discussion, but now we have a more global discussion beyond the region or country. So how do you try real-world data and real-world evidence for regulatory decision-making? And we also have more sharing about regulatory experiences about real-world data utilization. So now we have a better understand about what real-world data are. So based on that progress, we recognize opportunities and regulatory challenges in utilizing real-world data. So a lot of challenges actually still exist. So probably we need more comprehensive understanding about possibilities and limitations in utilizing real-world data. So probably we need reliable standard for accepting real-world data and the real-world evidence by regulatory agencies. So we also probably need to facilitate international harmonization in this area for accepting real-world data and the real-world evidence for regulatory purposes, not only in one agency, but also the multiple regulatory agency in the world.
You mentioned international harmonization. What steps have you seen that global regulatory agencies are perhaps taking already to align with each other or harmonize their approaches to such data?
So we already started to share our idea or regulatory experiences. So how to utilize real-world data for our regulatory decision-making. At some scientific meeting, such as DIA and ICP, International Council for the Pharmacoepidemiology. And also we have a platform like ICMURA, International Coalition of Medicine Regulatory Agencies, to share our experiences with such an agency and what are the challenges for regulator to utilize this kind of the data. And also, so we have a more bilateral communication with a regulatory agency to share the knowledge and the challenges for utilizing this data for regulatory purposes. So actually, we have a couple of platforms to share. That is the situation.
When you talk about the platforms for sharing, this is, of course, very important. Can you perhaps point to one or two examples of results that have come out of sharing this information, or is it too early to see the results of such sharing of information?
It's very still early stages to make some conclusion. But based on those sharing experiences, we could have a better understand at the common challenges for regulator to utilize this kind of the data. So we have now very nice basic consensus how to utilize this data for regulatory purposes, but it's still very early stages.
So at the moment, there is no common document or common agreement or written consensus among various regulatory agencies about how to use real-world evidence?
One outcome we already have is Ikumura activity. We have a big data working party. So that's party published the report about current situation and what is the future challenges for regulator. Such a document is already published. That is one of the outcome.
Is this document available perhaps on the website of the ICMRA?
Yeah, I believe that paper is already published in the Ikumura website.
You have mentioned during our conversation both the opportunities and the challenges. Just at a high level, how do regulators look at real-world data, real-world evidence as an opportunity? Opportunity for what?
Couple of opportunities that we have, but now is some more focus on the pharmacovigilance, post-marketing drug safety purposes. So in that situation, we can evaluate more efficiently risk of drugs. So in comparison with other comparator, we don't have to wait to some of the data conducted by the industry. We have tools now to investigate, examine the risk of drugs by ourselves very easily, efficiently in utilizing real world data. And also more efficient assessment could be possible in utilizing this data, comparing class of the drugs in the same category. So maybe more than 10 drugs or 20 drugs can be compared efficiently in the study. So that is the opportunity.
And what are some of the challenges that regulators see in the application of these data?
Challenges is still we don't understand completely about the characteristics and the limitation of those data. We are very familiar to assess or evaluate the data of clinical trial, but probably real-world data is not completely same character to the clinical trials because those real-world data is not primarily collected for such purposes. So therefore, a couple of the data elements can be missing. And also we need to correctly understand what is happening in the clinical practices. Otherwise, we cannot make appropriate plan for analysis. And the coding procedure or data standard or data reliability, so we're still very early stage to make some conclusions. So we should make better understand in that characters.
To that end, what do you think needs to happen to basically promote a better understanding of the characteristics and limits of real-world data? If we look ahead maybe 5 years from now, what do you hope will happen to increase this understanding of such data?
PMD already started to utilize this kind of the data for the post-marketing drug safety. I think in the next 5 years, we need to more actively share the regulatory experiences among regulatory agencies. And then, so probably we should make some consensus. Say, what is the situation so we could utilize this data for regulatory purposes? What is the limitation? What is not a suitable situation for utilizing those data in the regulatory process? We should make some consensus for those purposes. And then we can apply those kind of the concept to other kind of the situation. For example, in evaluating the efficacy purposes rather than the safety purposes. Such kind of consensus building is very important in the next 5 years.
Electronic health records, electronic medical records are becoming more prevalent across certainly the developed markets. In Japan, what is the state of the use of EHRs, EMR, for purposes of collecting real-world data that could potentially be used as real-world evidence? What is the situation in Japan?
In Japan, for promoting utilization of real-world data, the Ministry Ordinance, Good Post-Marketing Study Practice, GPSP was recently amended and was implemented in April 2018. In that amendment, a category for a post-marketing database study was newly created. Some related guidelines have also been published in parallel. So, industry can now utilize electronic health information database for their pharmacovigilance purposes, and its data can be submitted to PMDA in the re-evaluation submission process in Japan. So Medical Information Database MIDNET was formally launched in April 2018. Also, pilot utilization by PMDA was already started. So since then, utilization of MIDNET by the pharmaceutical industry has gradually increased. MIDNET is expected to be one of major data sources in post-marketing drug safety assessment in Japan. That is the situation.
MIDNET is a tool that is used primarily by PMDA as the regulatory body, or MHLW as the Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare, or does it also require industry participation in order to be maximally successful?
So major purpose of MIDNET utilization is for post-marketing drug safety assessment. So therefore, not only regulatory agency, PMDA and MHLW, but also industry participation is very important. MIDNET include laboratory test results in addition to general data element such as prescription and diagnosis data. Assessment based on laboratory test result would contribute to more scientific evaluation of drug safety risk in the post-marketing stage in Japan. So experiences in utilizing MIDNET for drug safety assessment will be rapidly accumulated in the next couple of years. So study results focusing on risk of actual product will be available in the next few years. So we are very happy to share such experiences with other regions and other regulatory agencies for promoting utilization of real-world data in drug development.
Well, Uyama-san, this is the end of our conversation. Thank you very much for joining me today and for your insights into this important field.
Thank you. I hope this is helpful.
It certainly is very helpful. Thank you so much. For DIA Global Forum, I am Alberto Grignolo.
To learn more about this topic, visit us online at diaglobal.org.